BC's Civil Resolution Tribunal has ordered a woman to pay her Courtenay employer $2,603 for time theft and a pay advance. Time theft in the employment context is viewed as a very serious form of misconduct, Tribunal member Megan Stewart said in a January 11 decision. Reach CPA Inc. employed Carly Bess as an accountant from October 12, 2021 to March 29, 2022, Stewart said. Bess claimed Reach terminated her employment without just cause, that she was entitled to $1,371 for unpaid wages and $4,166.67 for 1 month severance pay in lieu of notice. However, Reach said it terminated Bess's employment for time theft. The company told the tribunal it terminated Bess for cause with no entitlement to severance pay. The company counterclaimed, asserting Bess owed it $1,506 for the paid wages it said amounted to time theft. Further, Reach said, at the time it terminated Bess's employment, she owed $2,903 as the unforgiven part of an advance Reach made when she began working. After deducting the time issue amount from her final paycheck, Reach claimed Bess still owed $1,096 for the advance. Reach's claim totaled $2,603.07. Time tracking program installed on computer. The tribunal said Bess and the company reached an agreement September 20, 2021 for her to work remotely from home. On October 12, 2021, the parties signed another agreement. That document set out terms under which Reach would forgive an advance it made Bess to purchase home office equipment and pay her chartered professional accountant professional education program fees. In February 2022, Bess began having weekly meetings with her manager to help her better manage her files. She said she initiated the meetings to improve her productivity and performance. On February 21, 2022, Reach installed a time-tracking program called TimeCamp on Bess's work laptop. Soon, the parties met to discuss some of Bess's files Reach said were over budget and behind schedule, and they created a performance improvement plan. After the meeting, Reach became concerned about a timesheet entry Bess had made for a file she had not worked on. The firm's principal analyzed Bess's TimeCamp data between February 22 and March 25, 2022 and found 50.76 unaccounted hours Bess reported on her timesheets but did not appear to have spent on work-related tasks. On March 29, 2022, the parties met to discuss the unaccounted for hours. The principal offered her time to consider the situation but she declined, Stewart said. Bess's employment was ended later that day. She claimed she found TimeCamp difficult to use. Still, the company submitted videos to the tribunal showing how it said Bess had engaged in time theft. The videos show where an employee opens a document or accesses a client file, TimeCamp records when and for how long they had the document open or were in the file, the tribunal's ruling said. TimeCamp captured the detail of each of Bess's activities that Reach could then use to distinguish between work and non-work activities. For example, if Ms. Bess had a streaming service like Disney Plus open, TimeCamp recorded its electronic pathway and how long the service was accessed. As this was not activity associated with client work, Reach would classify it as personal, Stewart said. Similarly, if she accessed a client file, used software associated with client work, or printed client documents, TimeCamp recorded those electronic pathways and the time spent on each task, and Reach classified this as work activity. Bess did not dispute the video evidence or Reach's classification of her activities. Stewart accepted the TimeCamp evidence as showing Bess did not work on files she recorded time for in her timesheets, leading to the unaccounted hours. However, Bess said she spent time working on paper files that would not be recorded, activity she did not tell Reach about. In the end, the tribunal accepted Reach's argument that Bess's printing volume did not add up and that she did not upload work she did in hard copy. As such, Stewart dismissed the woman's claim. Stewart found Reach was entitled to compensation for the unworked hours as well as the advance amount. J.H. Ainsworth at GlacierMedia.ca. twitter.com/janeswo.